Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be learning two Mishnayos from Pirkei Avos, one from the first chapter and one from the second chapter. In the first chapter, Perek Aleph, we'll be learning Mishnah Yudches, Mishnah 18, and it goes like this. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed, the world stands on three things, al hadin, v'al ha'emes, v'al ha'shalom, on justice, on truth, and on peace. Shenemar, and to support this, it quotes a pasuk in Zechariah chapter 8. Emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sharechem. Truth and the judgment of peace you shall execute in your gates. To explain this Mishnah, let's take a look in the Derech Chaim, which is the parish of the Maharal. And this is actually a very long parish, so I have excerpted parts of it. So Hamayma Harzeh Tzarech Perish. This dictum, this statement requires explanation. Lama amar al elu devarim ha'olam omed aleihem. Why does it say that the world stands on these three things? Va'od hari b'techilas haperek, lamala mishnah beis, amar al shloshu devarim ha'olam omed, ve'enam elu shezachar kan. Because earlier in this chapter, in Mishnah number 2, it says that the world stands on three things, but it's not these three things. You may recall there, it's Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. These are not the same three things. V'yesh lefaresh ha-mishnah hazos, and we can explain this Mishnah. Hinei ha-adam asher Hashem yisbarach bara oso, that God created man, v'yesh lo devarim mechulakim, and he's made up of different components. There's different parts. Ha-echad hu ha-seichel, the first is man's intellect. Asher ha-seichel hu kinyan la-adam, and the intellect is something that man acquires. K'mo shenemar zichronam levracha, as Chazal say, and he quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin. Ein zaken ela shekana chachma. An elder is someone who has acquired wisdom. So we see that it's an acquisition. Hadavar hasheni hu ha'adam ba'atzmo. The second thing is man himself. Shehu chai medaber. And man is a speaking creature. Hachelak hashlishi hu mamano. And the third thing is a person's money. Shenachashev kinyano, which is considered his acquisition. Elu gimel hadavarim. Shaychim la'adam. These three things are relevant to a person. Ha'echad hu atzmo, the first being man himself, u'shnei devarim hem kinyano, and the other two things being things that he acquires. V'yimatze adam lefa'amim, v'hu chaser kinyan ha'seichel, u'lefa'amim hu chaser kinyan ha'mamon. And sometimes a person is lacking the intellect of acquisition, and sometimes he's lacking the money of acquisition. And let's discuss the difference, the meaning of these things. That they are the pillars of the world so that it doesn't collapse. And this is what it means when it says that the world stands on these three things. Al ha'emes, first being on truth. Sheim sheker gover ba'olam. Hari ha-sheker hu batol l'gamrei es ha-seichel ad shele yimatze. First is truth, because if falsehood should gain strength in the world, then falsehood would completely overpower the intellect and it wouldn't be found anywhere. V'hari Hashem yisbarach nasan ba'olam ha-seichel v'hu chelak echad mishlosha chelke ha-olam. So God gave intellect to this world, and it's one of the three pieces that support the world. V'kasher ha-adam rodef ha-emes. So that when a man pursues the truth, intellect is spread in the world as is appropriate. So that's why truth is one of the three pillars. And judgment, justice, is the second of these pillars, which is an acquisition of a person. That God gave every person an acquisition that's appropriate for him. And it's not right for a person to try to touch that which was prepared for someone else. But rather, each person should have what God designated for him. And without justice, then this pillar, this segment, would be canceled out. And this is one of the acquisitions of a person. So we would find that the acquisition of one person would be given to someone else, and that's not appropriate. And the Maharal goes on in this manner for a while, so let's skip ahead. V'amar sha'olam omed al ha'shalom. And then it says that the world stands on peace. V'davar zeh shayech el ha'adam atzmo. And this is relevant to the person himself. V'zeh ki b'nei adam shenivru ba'olam nichnasu b'machlokas. And this is because people who were created in this world tend to get involved in arguments. But meshakal echad rosa shiyehu hakol, because everyone wants everything. Ulafikach mene adam he misnagdim ba'atzmam kasher heim biyachad va'echad batol hasheni ba'atzmo. So people conflict with one another with the result that one can cancel out another person. Well, as we use the words today. Ulafikach amru al hashalom omed ha'olam, and that's why it says that the world stands on peace. Shelo yavo machlokes bein ish lechaveru ba'atzmo, that two people should not, as a matter of personalities, become involved in arguments. V'davar zeh shelo mitzad hamamon rak mitzad atzmam, and this isn't talking about dinim over money, which would be the second part. This is just talking about interpersonal quarrels. Harigimel devarim elu shema mude halolam. So we have these three things, which are the pillars of the world. The gimel halakim asher heim ba'olam. And we have these three parts of a person in the world. Asher emnin tzod chela klal. And there's nothing else. The hainu haseichel, but the intellect. Ve'en zeh ha'adam atzmo, which is not the person himself. Ki haseichel magiel adam kishagadol. Because a person acquires intellect as he grows. V'hu kone ha-seichel, and he acquires intelligence. V'hadam atzmo, and then the second is the person himself. V'kinyane ha-adam shehei mamono, and then the third thing is a person's possessions, meaning his money. V'ayidei din emes v'shalom, and by way of justice, truth, and peace. T'luyon elu gimel ha-devarim, shelo yismote ha-olam. So we need these three pillars to keep the world from metaphorically being knocked down. Umeata lo yiksha hare Shimon hatzadik mona acherin lamala mishnah beis. So from this, it shouldn't bother us that Shimon hatzadik listed three different things in mishnah beis. Kiosam heim haseba shehashem yisbarach shu haspa va'ala la'olam mamid halolam kamo shebaarnu lamala be'er hetiv. So it shouldn't bother us that he lists three different things, because these are the reasons for which God created the world, as he discussed earlier in his parish on Mishnah Beis. Ve'elu ha-gimel ha-devarim shelo yavo bitul ve'hefzed la'olam mitzad atzmo shel olam. And these three things are so that the world shouldn't be canceled out or decreased from its own point of view. Ulefikach Shimon HaTzadik hiskil be'elu gimel ha-devarim. And that's why Shimon HaTzadik started with these three things. Because on these three things of Shimon HaTzadik, God established the world. And the world would have no foundation in the first place if not for these three things. But Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel in our Mishnah says, Ki gibel devarim heim saba shaha'olam omed al amdu kasher roi. It's three things so that the world should endure as is appropriate. V'lo yishtana mitzad atzmo, and that it shouldn't be corrupted. Ulekach Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel shahaya ha'achron, and this is why Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who came later, hiskil elu gimel devarim asha al yadam nisha olam kayam v'lo yavolo bitul mitzad atzmo. So that's why he's discussing the three things through which the world should continue to endure. And he says that this explanation is good and accepted. Moving on to Perek Beis, today we're going to learn Mishnah Tesvav 15. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Hayom katzar v'hamalacha meruba. The day is short and there's a lot of work to do. V'hapo'alim atzelim, and the workers are lazy. V'haschar harbe, but the reward is great. U'bal habayis dochek, and the master of the house is insistent. To explain this Mishnah, let's take a look in the parasha of the Bartnura, which happens to be very short. Hayom katzar, the day is short. Chaye holam hazeh katzarim heim, life in this world, it's pretty short. V'hamalacha meruba, and there's a lot of work to do. HaTorah arucha me'eretz midah. The Torah is wider than the measure of the earth. U'bal habayis dochek, and the master of the house is demanding, Shinemar, and he quotes a pasuk in the first chapter of Yehoshua, V'hagisa bo yamam v'layla, that we should occupy ourselves with Torah day and night. So we got a boss who demands a lot, and there's a lot of work to do, not a lot of time, but the rewards are great. All right, those are our two Mishnayos from Prakim Aleph and Beis. Join us next week when we will continue with two Mishnayos, one from Perek Gimel and one from Perek Daled.